This reflection is based on the book of Joel 2:12 through 13 and the Gospel of Mark 8:8 through 19. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord, your God. Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? Dei coloris, brothers and sisters. I first must apologize for the tardiness of this reflection. My husband and I went on vacation and promised each other we would leave our to-do lists home. Gotta say, it was wonderful, but I am sorry for the delay. As I write, tomorrow begins Lent. What can I say? What can I write? That you haven't already heard, strive for, and lived. I have reflected and prayed and called on the Holy Spirit in preparation. Each time I read the readings for this week, two lines keep resonating. Joel, instructing to rend my or our hearts, and Jesus, asking if my heart is hardened. Am I not seeing and hearing him? So that was my prayer. Holy Spirit, help me to hear and see what the Lord is calling me to this Lent, and to not fall back on doing the same old, but to have an open heart to what God would like of me this Lent. So I ask your indulgence as I share with you what I heard as my prayers were answered. Since I was little, Lent has been about giving up. My parents asking, what are you giving up for Lent? Sisters asking us to write down what our Lenten sacrifice would be. Friends sharing, I can't have that, fill in the blank. I gave it up for Lent. Oh, and how everyone looked forward to Sundays. Yep, Sundays we could cheat and have what we had sacrificed. Yeah, perhaps this has been your experience also. As you read this, I am asking, do not let your hearts harden and perhaps have a paradigm shift. My husband and I left our to-do lists home so this vacation we could focus on each other, like a little honeymoon. We talked, we laughed, we shared, we loved, and we grew closer, more united, more interdependent. Once home, we faced a busy schedule, some major family stuff, and just plain busyness. But everything seemed easier to handle because we were united. One of the definitions of honeymoon in Wikipedia is, honeymoon period is when the couple feels that they are both on the same page and have a deep sense of connection and compatibility. The couple's boundaries are likely blurred. That is certainly how I felt with Bob. But isn't that what God and each of us both want in our relationship also? Here is the paradigm shift. What if we look at Lent and Advent not as a time of sacrifice, but as a time of intimacy? A honeymoon. Honeymoons are about growing closer, more intimate, more interdependent. The couple spends each minute enjoying each other's company, content and comfortable in their relationship. They share their hopes, dreams, fears. They see each other's goodness, beauty, talents, and qualities. They learn to rely on each other, to trust each other. And when they return home, they are strengthened to face daily life. Imagine if we use this Lent to be a honeymoon with God. Spend time with him at Mass, along with your parish family and friends. Spend quiet time with him, just being in each other's presence, adoration, empty church or your favorite spot. Experience his love for you in the Eucharist. Be his tabernacle. Read his love letters to you each day from the Bible. Take a walk with him and see his amazing artistry surrounding you. Go to stations and experience with him his pain, suffering, and death. Celebrate his resurrection. Share your hopes and dreams with him. Then trust and share your deepest worries and fears. And I am sure as you read this, you are adding your own honeymoon activities. So I challenge myself and you. Let this Lent be a honeymoon time, growing closer, more intimate, more interdependent with God. I am convinced that come ordinary time, with all its good times and bad, for its times of sickness and health, richer and poorer, we will be so united with God, so intimately connected, and so in love, we will be able to handle anything together, hand in hand. Wishing you an extraordinary Lent, friends. With love, gratitude, and prayer, Michelle Dooley.